Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business. Business is not a building. Business is not inventory. Business is the people that work for you. Business is a thought. Business never stays the same. And business is always changing. If you go to the ocean, you see the tides go in and the tides go out. And the tides come in and the tides go out. And one of the interesting things that happens at the beach is that the ocean is always reclaiming the sand. So every couple years, the government will come along and spend millions of dollars pumping sand back onto the beach so that the tourists can have a place to come and they'll still want to come to the ocean and spend money. And they'll re-nurture the beach is what they call it. And then a couple of years later, they'll have to do the same thing. So things are always changing. Our society is always changing. People grow up and they want different things and they think different thoughts. And usually you'll hear the older generation say, I can't believe what music they're listening to. The same thing that my parents said about the Beatles. I can't believe these songs. What are they thinking? This is not Perry Como. This is not Frank Sinatra. This is not Tony Bennett. Things change. You have to reevaluate all the time exactly where your business is and what you're thinking. So if you keep your management style the same, if you keep your thinking the same, if you're not really being up on things and understanding how millennials are thinking, it's very difficult to do business. If you don't see how the market is shifting and how the market is changing, you're going to be left behind. So you really, really need to be a student of business, and more importantly, you need to be a student of your business. Always reevaluate the direction you are going in your business. Don't be hard-headed and just say, this is what we're going to do, because things might have changed. They may no longer be the way they are, and I can assure you they're not the way they are. Things are always in motion. Now, if you stay the course, you may find that the competition has just made you irrelevant. And if there's anything you don't want to be, is you don't want to be irrelevant, you don't want to not make money, you don't want to not make a profit, you don't want to not be a leader in your industry. So you have to get out there. You have to talk to customers. You have to see what's going on in social media. You have to talk to your employees. You have to understand you need to be training all the time. And not only do you need to be training your employees, you need to be training yourself. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you're 40 years old or 50 years old or 60 years old or older, you have to think young. You can't think old and you can't think the past. You have to think the future. In a good economy, people make a lot of money. In a bad economy, business people who are truly business people make money. And they do that by thinking it through, by understanding the marketplace, understanding what they need to do, and being adaptable. If you're not adaptable, the marketplace will just swallow you up. So, think about it. And one of the things you hear me say over and over again for our regular listeners is you have to have time to sit down and think every single day. You have to project your mind out and you have to ask, what if? What if I did this? And what if I did that? And what if I changed this? And what if I stayed the same? And what if I brought this new product on? What if? What if I hired these salespeople? What if I hired this sales rep? How will my business change? Business is something that's a living, breathing entity. Once you create it, sometimes it takes a life of its own and goes in a direction you don't think it's going to go. sometimes it doesn't do well. So let's think, let's reevaluate, let's go in the direction that's going to really work. Let's not go against the tide, because at the beach there is something called a riptide. And if you don't understand the riptide, it'll pull you out into the ocean and you could have a serious problem. But people who understand the riptide, when they get caught in it, know that you swim parallel to shore. And if you swim parallel to shore, you will get out of the riptide and you'll be completely safe. Sometimes in business, we need to swim parallel to the shore till we really get an understanding of what needs to be done. But the one thing that's true, everything changes, everything's in motion. Make sure that you are on top of your game. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.